to Favorite Songs By,
the podcast where two friends and music industry professionals
break down our favorite songs
by Desert Island, all time, top five
by our favorite artists,
are as follows,
to create our own ultimate best ofs playlists.
We're your hosts,
Nicole Prooch
and Kit Atkinson.
All right, I think we're just going to hop in to the intro for this episode since we have a lot to get through. How does that sound?
That sounds good. Roll it out.
All right, here we go. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, this episode's featured artist was born Prince Roger Nelson on June 7th, 1958. His parents were both musicians, and he grew up playing covers of Jimi Hendrix and Sly and the Family Stone's tunes. Prince released his debut record, For You, at the age of just 19. Save for one co-write on the track Soft and Wet, he produced, wrote, and played all 27 instruments on the album. Since that first release in 1978, his talents crossed genres from R&B, funk, pop, rock, and jazz. Prince is remembered for his music that focuses on sex and sexuality, as well as its political and social commentary. We have his song Darling Nikki to thank for those little parental advisory stickers we used to see on CDs. Like many megastars, he made his way onto the silver screen, most notably with the classic Purple Rain. The soundtrack earned him his first chart-topping hit, When Doves Cry, followed by Let's Go Crazy. Prince went on to earn three more number one Billboard hits, with 19 total reaching top 10 status, and a whopping 47 songs total to break the top 100. There are far too many accolades to list here, but some of Prince's award highlights include 8 Grammys, ranging from Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group for Purple Rain in 1984 to Best Male R&B Vocal Performance for Future Baby Mama in 2004. He earned 7 Billboard Music Awards and 7 Brit Awards. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 3 of his records have been inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind our listeners about his life-altering 2007 Super Bowl halftime show performance, arguably the best Super Bowl performance to date. Folks, I could go on and on, but I'd like to end with mentioning that Prince was a vegan and a philanthropist, supporting causes like Yes We Code and Green for All. He was someone the world lost far too early. This week on Favorite Songs By, we give you the purple one, the love symbol. His name is Prince, and he is funky. Let's make it rain.
And the crowd goes wild. Woo! That was great. Round of applause.
And I feel like I barely even scratched the surface of all the things we could talk about on this one.
It's so hard with this artist, and it's also so hard because as you're doing your research, there are so many side projects. He must have set the record for side projects and just all the artists that he would try to create careers for but still produce and write all their songs, like just all these projects. He was obsessed with music, and I love him for it. I'll also go out on a limb and say he was the best performer I've ever seen. Amazing.
And I'm so jealous. I kept missing him. I feel like he was doing those like secret like pop-up shows. Remember around like he was doing some, like he did a string of them in London and then he did some in the United States. And I kept like missing. I would be like somewhere else and he would announce it. And I was really bummed about that. But I'm very glad that you got to see him. It's amazing.
Glad you're happy for me. So where do we start?
I mean, I think we just kind of start at the top. I think what I counted at least is that he had over 40 albums that were released. So I think we can just kind of rattle through, like let's just get started and see how we go.
All right, sounds good to me.
Rules recap. 1, we'll go through the album releases in chronological order. 2, the artist must be featured on the recordings. 3, there must be no more than 12 songs on the final list.
So at the top, his first release, as I mentioned, was 1978, For You. Do you have any from that album?
Look, I don't. It's a really good album. It's a good, you know, sort of laying the groundwork for his career. But I didn't actually pick anything off it. But it is a good album.
I have In Love.
Okay.
On my list.
Yeah, cute song. Cute song. I get it.
All right, moving on then. 1979, the self-titled Prince.
Well, here we go. Do you want to start?
Sure. I have I Want to Be Your Lover and I Feel For You.
I had Still Waiting, I Want to Be Your Lover and I Feel For You. My key one on that is I Want to Be Your Lover. I'm not prepared to negotiate that one out of this, but I Feel For You, I think would be up for debate, as would Still Waiting on my list. But yeah, they're my three.
I agree. I really like I Want to Be Your Lover too. So
that's a great song.
Can probably safely keep that one on for now.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have 1980 Dirty Mind.
Well, I've got Head on that, which is a brilliant song. It's so cool. And he played it really late into his career as well. And it was a big fan favorite. I also had When You Were Mine.
Yeah. So I have When You Were that song. And I have Uptown.
They're both good songs. Uptown's a good song, but yeah.
You also had When You Were Mine, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just mark that one down for now.
It's good to see we're getting some similarities here already.
Yeah. What else? Okay, so moving on to 1981, Controversy.
Yeah, it's a really good album, that one. It's a cool album. I just went with the title track, which is such a good title track. It's so much fun.
I also did that. I think what's really cool about this album is... just like the whole thing is very political, you know, like there's a lot of social commentary going on. But I also chose Controversy.
So next up was in 1982. He really smashed it out of the gates with a classic album, 1999.
So I had 1999 and Little Red Corvette.
Yep, good call. Me too. They're my two. Like, I really love this album. It's a great album, and there's so many other tracks I could have chosen, but, you know, seeing as this is a kind of, you know, putting together our favourite songs and trying to get all his career in, I kind of stopped myself at two because I just thought, I think there's other ones that I'd rather take throughout his career, but it's a great album. And right. I also love the fact that 1999 got to number one in 1999. That's kind of cool. Should we just move on to... one of the great soundtracks, Purple Rain, 1984.
One of the best.
And this song absolutely made him so legendary. You know, everyone thought it was going to be rubbish and it was amazing. You know, he really pulled this one off and became a huge superstar. Oh, I love this album. It was so hard to only choose a few off. I stretched it and went to four. I went, of course, Purple Rain. I also went with When Doves Cry, that two-note melody. Oh, gets me every time. Also, I Would Die For You and Darling Nikki. How about you?
Oh, interesting. Okay, so I agree with you on Purple Rain and When Doves Cry. I also have Let's Go Crazy, and I'm very surprised you left that one off your list.
Why did I leave that one off my list?
I don't know. Why would you do
put
that?
Can you do me a favor and put that one on my list?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, wait a second. And then I also have The Beautiful Ones.
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah. Is it as strong as Darling Nikki? We'll leave that for
it's
later.
It's very different. It's like comparing apples and oranges, right? That's the right term.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, all right. Well, let's keep it snappy. Great album. We love it. But let's move on. 1985's Around the World in a Day.
Yep. What do you got off that one?
None other than Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same for me. It's a great album, but that's the only one that I really went with. I know that he loved the title track because that was, he credited the writing of that to his father, or, you know, co-writing of that to his father, because it's an old melody from his dad, apparently. So apparently that song in particular was a real favourite of his. And, you know, it is a really cool track, actually, very funky. I kind of wanted to put it on, but it would have been more for just, you know, to honour Prince. But, you know, Raspberry Beret, I think, you know, I'll just stick with that one.
I like those little facts. Yeah. Okay, then moving on, 1986 is the next one, right? 1986 release, Parade.
What do you got off this one?
You could probably guess. I have Kiss on this one.
Yep, Kiss, absolutely. Anything else?
That's it.
I've got Sometimes It Snows in April because... So I've been reading this biography on Prince. It's a bit of a rubbish biography. I'm not even going to mention the name of it. It's by like a journalist who's like a super fan, and basically all it is just reviews of all his concerts. And it's just like, you know... It rubbishes some really great Prince tracks, so I'm not much of a fan of it. I struggle through that book. Anyway... Parade, I had Kiss, but I also had Sometimes It Snows in April,
okay,
which is a really cool song title as well.
It is a cool. I like that. I like that song title too. Yeah. Didn't have it on my list. It is a good song, I think.
And then we're on to Sign of the Times in 1987, which is such a good album. I really think this is a strong album, and it's a hard one. Like, you could pretty much put this whole album down and just leave everything else off, because, I mean, it is just such a good listen.
It really is. And actually, this album was one of the ones I mentioned that was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, like the album itself.
Yeah, true.
What do you have off of it?
Sign of the Times, of course. Such a good song. That bass line is killer dilla. I could never take the place of your man. Oh, such a good,
it
fun
is.
Song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You Got the Look and Coming Home in Fourth, Strange Relationship.
Man.
It's a very good album, this.
So we agree on two.
Cool.
Well, sort of. So actually, I kind of redid things here. I actually chose as my final from this album, Starfish and Coffee and Adore. But I had You Got the Look and I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man and also The Cross as runner-ups.
But look, we'll talk about this later, but Sign of the Times for me is one of his best songs. Like, the production on that song is amazing. That bass line is so good.
It is a really cool song. I know. It just didn't make it on my list, but I get it. I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I could be swayed on some of those. That's what I said. Those were, and You Got the Look. I don't know if it's strong enough to be on our top list. I like it. I do like I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man over it.
I'm with you on that, definitely.
And I think Starfish and Coffee is just like a really fun kind of out there song.
It's good, but it's out there, but he's got a lot of out there songs, put it that way.
Just makes me happy. Makes me smile. So anyway, we can come back to that. Okay, moving on.
The Black Album, 1987. Anything?
I don't have anything from that one.
Isn't that strange? I don't either.
You don't? Okay. Yeah. Moving on then. 1988, Love Sexy.
Okay, anyone listening to this podcast, just do me a favor. Just Google the album artwork for this.
this is the one where he's like... Like floating
on a cloud.
And
you know, and like his tour sets were basically that as well, just like clouds, and he was dressed up like he was in 90s and stuff. Like, oh my god, amazing!
Oh, I love it so much.
What an album! And it also had Alphabet Street and Erotic City, two songs that I chose.
Alphabet Street is so much fun.
So much fun. I just recently watched
the video. Have you watched that music video?
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Oh
my god, like, so good.
Alphabet Street. Oh, so much color in that song. I love it.
Having said all that though, I didn't pick anything for my final list off this album. I picked the album art as just like winning, maybe a runner up for like best album art, but I didn't choose any songs off the album.
I'm surprised
itself.
You left off Alphabet, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much. There's just so much.
Yeah. 1989, he did Batman, which wasn't actually the official soundtrack. It was his own take on the soundtrack because he was asked to do some songs for it. But there was still an official soundtrack, but he just did his own album, which is really interesting.
Is it because he just liked that Batman so much? Guys, I couldn't imagine that.
No, it was just more that he was working on it and he got really into it, from what I've read anyway.
Okay.
But look, I've gone for Party Man, which is a very cool song, and also Bat Dance, which was his first US number one after Kiss.
Yeah, which I don't understand at all. Like,
it's
how...
Cool. It's cool.
It is not cool. Like, I do not like that album, and I am fine saying
actually
that.
I know it's the butt of all jokes, but I actually really love this album. I think it's really cool. It's cheesy, but it's so trash good. Like, I love it.
Yeah, you love it.
That's a new saying that we need to pass around, trash good.
Trash
Let's
good.
Let's keep that one.
Okay, well, we can keep trash good, and I did not put anything from Batman on my final list.
All right, fair enough. Moving on, Graffiti Bridge, 1990, his second take in the movie stardom after Purple Rain. What do you got for me?
Nothing.
I had two. I got Weak and Funk, which was his collaboration with George Clinton.
That is a really, cool. That's a cool song.
And also Thieves in the Temple.
Mm, Mm-hmm.
It's a good track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm sorry you don't have those.
I don't have those.
Okay. I can understand that they are, you know, like they're not his biggest songs or anything, but I think they're both great songs. But we can move on to definitely my favorite Prince album. Diamonds and Pearls, 1991. This is when Prince really came into my life as a little kid growing up. I remember in primary school, just me and my mates were all about this album. Didn't really understand the words of Prince.
Oh my God, that's so funny for... Well...
Can I tell the story?
Please tell your Cream story, because it's one... I think I tell this story to people who don't know you, because I love it.
Okay, people. So, basically, in primary school, I was on, like, the student council, and they said we could choose our song for assembly. So basically, there was a song they would play at the start of each day for assembly, so that all the kids would get, you know, run into the quadrangle and line up for school. And so we chose the most popular song of the time, which was Cream by Prince. And of course, being primary school kids, we had no idea what it meant. So basically, we gave the teachers the tape, you know, and said, this is the song that we choose. And then the next day, we were waiting for them to play it, and they didn't play it. And they said, oh, sorry, we lost the tape. And so we're like, oh, that's all right, we'll bring it tomorrow. We brought it 5 days in a row, and they lost the tape every single time, and none of us could figure out why. And years later, I was listening to the album. I think I was literally, I think I was about 18, listening to the album again, going like, God, this is a great song. And then I remembered that, and I was just like, Cream. Ah, okay, now I get why they kept losing that tape. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I just like the thought of like all these kids like running out to that song, like running out to recess while like Cream is playing is just hilarious.
Oh, it would have been so good. Please tell me that you put Cream as one of your choices of this album.
Of course I did. I'm not a monster.
Yes.
Of course I did.
What else you got?
So I've got Thunder, Diamonds and Pearls, and then I had Willing and Able as like a maybe, but for sure Thunder, Diamonds and Pearls, and Cream.
Okay, so I've got, like, I really like Thunder. I didn't put it on. I had Cream, Diamonds and Pearls, Get Off, and Money Don't Matter Tonight.
Mm.
Now, can we talk? Get Off. Why was that not on your list? That's just one of his best songs.
I don't think it's one of his best songs. I just disagree with you on that.
That 20... What is it, 21 positions, 23 positions, and One Night Stand line? Like, come on, there's no better.
It's just not the strongest to me. I mean, Cream, right. Shaboogie Bop.
All right, look, this is why there's two of us duking this one out, just to get a bit of variety. The Love Symbol album.
Yeah, I got to move on. So, Love Symbol album. I actually have two off this one. I have Sexy MF. Obviously, and I have Seven, and I had Sweet Baby as a maybe, but it's Sexy MF and Seven for sure.
I've got My Name is Prince.
That's a good one.
And Sexy MF.
Okay, so we agree on Sexy MF. My Name is Prince is also so good.
You sound like you're swayed on My Name is Prince.
I could do that before I went with Get Off, if I had to choose something that wasn't originally on my list.
That song, I think, was really quite powerful when it came out, My Name is Prince, because it was the big follow-up to Diamonds and Pearls, and everyone wanted to see what he was going to do, and it was his first single off it. And it's like, what do you do when you've had your biggest album ever, you're just huge around the world, everyone's waiting for that next song, you come out with My Name is Prince.
Like, well, and also, isn't this about the time that he got out of that, like, his Warner Brother deal and was like, went to the Love Symbol, which was also a very cool move that in hindsight should have...
Yeah. This is all about that. And this was a bit like, he was just owning it at that stage. So good.
Yeah. All right, we got to move on.
1994, Come.
I didn't choose anything for my final list, but I do just want to say that like the album is like super, super political, and I want to just point out Papa and Race as like two songs that we're definitely talking about, obviously, like Race, and then Papa was about abuse. I think this was like a very serious side of Prince that should be mentioned.
Yeah, it was a very topical album, great album, very strong, but yeah, I didn't really have any singles off it per se.
And then moving on to, was 1995, The Gold Experience is the next one?
Did you have anything off this one?
I didn't, but I wanted to point out his very Guns N' Roses Welcome to the Jungle sounding endorphin machine.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah,
it sounds, that's a fun one. He's like so much like he's doing like a Axl Rose type thing. I don't know. It's just like a fun, I just thought it was really cool. But no, not on my list.
He also had a real gold thing going on here because Gold Experience was also in 95. He had one song that I really loved and was a massive single around the world, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
Yeah, I like that song too. Was that on the Gold Experience? It was.
Yeah. Right? And it was like there's a weird story with this one where it was like first released as a single, like not on anything, and then he put it on it or something like that. But I think it went to number one in the UK, I'm pretty sure. Then they didn't release it in the US for some reason. Like there's some really weird backstory to this song. But in effect, this is definitely one of his strongest ballads. Beautiful song.
It is a really cool song. I didn't put it. I don't know. There's just... Anyway, we should keep breezing through these.
Girl 6 in 1996.
Oh, I have like the Versace Experience from 1995. It's like an album that he did for a Versace runway show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you have anything on that?
We just covered that.
Oh, no. I think it was maybe like a preamble to the Gold Experience, or it came after. It was like somehow tied to it. So sorry about that if that was confusing. there's this song called Shy Excerpt that's really cool and bluesy that I like off of it. Didn't make it onto my list, but it's a cool song. If anyone's interested in checking that out.
Chaos and Disorder, did you have anything?
Nothing from Chaos and Disorder. What about you?
No.
Emancipation, from 1996.
Did you have anything off this one?
No, but I did want to point out his cover of I Can't Make You Love Me, the Bonnie Raitt song.
Yeah, that's a cool one. I really did like that one too. I didn't include it, but I really do love it.
And he has a cover of La 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 Means I Love You on that one too, which is so cool. I didn't really, like, I don't know. I just thought those were really cool and worth pointing out. But no, didn't make it onto my list.
Crystal Ball, 1998.
Oh, sorry. One more cover I wanted to point out was the Joan Osborne One of Us cover.
Oh, so bad. So bad.
She was like very into Cheryl 90s Crow. Covers at this point. Crow's not
Cheryl
long after
Crow's
this.
Sweet Child of Mine moment, though.
Yeah, that's like yeah.
Do not go there, brother. Do not go there. And he went there, and it was terrible.
It's worth pointing out.
He's falling apart at this stage.
Yeah.
Crystal Ball, 1998. Fire away if you have anything. I got
no.
The Truth, 1998?
No, but I wanted to point out his song about veganism called Animal Kingdom, which I strongly appreciate. It's all about loving the animals and not eating them. I appreciate that.
You go, boy. The Vault?
No, I didn't go through that one, actually, for this, because I just felt like it was a lot of like covering old ground.
Happy to skip, and you might be able to tell there's a lot of albums to get through with this guy, everyone, so we're just trying to roll
literally
through
over 40. So
1998, New Power, Soul.
I didn't have anything from that.
Good, skip over it. 1999. Everyone just look at the cover of this album again. Oh my god, Rave On 2, The Joy, Fantastic. It looks like the title of this album. Oh my god, it's hilarious. And he did some really interesting things. Gwen Stefani and Sheryl Crow both stepped onto this album.
Amazing.
What did you have off this one?
I didn't have anything, but I fully appreciate his cover of Every Day's a Winding Road, and I actually really like the Baby Nose featuring Sheryl Crow. I think it's a really fun song.
I actually think it's a really good song too. I didn't choose it, but you know, I do like that moment.
We gotta honor our girl here,
that.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2001, he did a jazz album, The Rainbow Children, which is a really cool album. Actually,
it is really cool.
And you know what? When you started talking to me about the tracks off that, I was like, actually, yeah, like The Work Part 2 and 1+1+1=3. Both songs I really like.
Yeah, I like Muse to the Pharaoh and The Work Part 1. Like, I think those
work
were really,
one,
really
work
cool.
Work Part 2, yeah, cool.
All right, moving on.
2002,
what else do we have after
One Night Alone?
Nothing from that.
Expectation, the album that had every single song starting with the letter X. Well done there, mate. I see what you're doing. I didn't have any songs off that as a result. How about News, where in 2003 he had four really long tracks called North, South, East, West. It's sounding a bit like Kanye West at this stage. I went for nothing off this.
Nada.
Musicology, 2004. Did you choose the title track? I want to know.
It's a really cool song, but I didn't choose it.
Same. It's not quite the stayer, but it's a very good song. It's
I like his name dropping. I don't know. It is a really cool song, but no. Yeah. But our listeners should go back and listen to Musicology for fun.
The Slaughterhouse, 2005.
Nothing.
The Chocolate Invasion, 2004. Did I just go back?
Nope, no, you're right.
2004 was Slaughterhouse, 2004 Chocolate Invasion.
Yeah.
We both got nothing off it. But then came a really strong album, right? 3121 in 2006. He came back to form with a vengeance.
I don't know if I feel the same way as you. I think Black Sweat is really cool, but I don't have any other songs.
I also think 3121 is a really strong song. I really
is that on
that
your
song.
Favorite? Are you going to choose that for one of your favorites?
I took it off. I actually took it off and replaced it with
Black Sweat. Oh, so Black Sweat's on yours. Oh, Black Sweat's on mine. Shoot. Okay. That was a mention on mine, but not a final pick.
Yeah, I quite liked it though. It's cool. Moving on, Planet Earth, 2007.
Chelsea Rogers. That song is a bop. I love this song.
I love that song too. It's really cool. I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I have to give a shout out to this band. I was in Nova Scotia a couple years ago for the Nova Scotia Music Week, and I was introduced to actually this song by this girl, Roxy, who is in a band called Roxy and the Underground Soul Sound, which is a really cool, funky band if you ever want to listen to them too. But I have to give her props for introducing me to Chelsea Rogers because I hadn't heard it before, and I love it.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Just a little plug there in case Roxy's listening. Credit where credit's due.
Lotus Flower, 2009. Anything
no.
like that?
I mean, look, there's some cool, funky stuff on there. The Feel Better, Feel Good, Feel Wonderful. I like that song. It's got really cool James Brown vibes, but
he was also doing his crazy website stuff at this time. He went through a whole bunch of weird website ideas and fan club website things and all this stuff, and Lotus Flower was a website thing that he did. It was just, he was trying to get his fingers in all pies and keep ahead of the curve, I guess, but it wasn't the greatest album. MPL Sounds, 2009.
No.
Fire Away. Have you got anything?
No.
2010 in 2010?
No.
Plectrum Electrum.
Moving
2014.
On.
2014.
No.
Art of Official Age, 2014.
No.
Hit and Run, Phase 1 or Phase 2?
Phase 2, I just wanted to point out Baltimore because, again, this is where he was being very political, and the song's about the riots after police killing of Freddie Gray, which is unfortunately still very relevant, especially right now. So I wanted to point that song out because it is a really cool song. And also Rock and Roll Love Affair, which is just really cheesy and really fun.
Yeah, that's a good song. I'll give you that. Then we got Piano and Microphone, 1983.
Beautiful album, but I didn't put anything from it.
So that's in 2018, by the way, people. And Originals in 2019.
I Have Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah, and look, it's that song where live it really goes off, that song. It's amazing. His live version is incredible of it. It's just it's a work of art, this song. We'll have to discuss, was it up there with his greatest, though? It's a hard decision, that one, especially as he didn't really properly release it himself. And
He didn't
like Sinead O'Connor's version. He thought it was rubbish, by the way, which I find really interesting. And, his live take on it was a bit different to it as well, so you can kind of see where he might be coming from. But at the same time, I feel like if he put the effort of recording it properly like he did a lot of his other big hits, it could have been a lot better on record. I kind of just have that inkling with it. And although he did, he produced all his songs really well, but I just feel like maybe that one could have been better because live it is so touching and so strong.
I think there are a couple recorded versions of this from him, nothing that's super produced. When I was listening through, I was trying to choose which one I liked, and I chose the one that is on the Originals album. I'm not sure exactly when it was recorded, but I do really like it. I do think he does has like a very, like it, And I agree, he probably could have done a little bit more with it as far as, like, you know, production and putting it out there and making it a single. But I still think it's really nice, though. I have it on my list, so.
I've also got Manic Monday, which, of course, was done by the Bangles. And I also need to mention a song I did have down was Empty Room, which it was like a, you know, one of those songs from the vault. I think it came out around 2003 in a sort of bunch of releases that he just chucked out to his fans. But Empty Room,
okay,
really amazing, amazing song. I can't recommend it enough to people to listen to. It is, it's meant to be a real, like, kind of hardcore fan favorite.
Yeah.
So it's worth mentioning that track.
All right. Well, I think we made it through the discography, at least.
How are we going to do this? To get it down to 12.
I know. Wow. I got to recap here. So let me, per usual, let me just go over the ones that we both agreed on to start and see where we end up. See how many that is.
That's a good way to start.
So we have, starting from the top, the ones that we agree on are I Want to Be Your Lover, I Feel For You, When You Were Mine, Controversy, 1999, Little Red Corvette, Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, Raspberry Beret, Kiss, Diamonds and Pearls, Cream, Sexy MF, Chelsea There's Rogers,
yep.
and Nothing Compares to You. So that's 21.
21 down to 12. Easy.
Yeah, so let's just start there.
Can do this in my sleep.
All right, okay. So what do we think are for sure, like, all right, bringing it home?
Run. Let's run through again, and we'll say 100% or, but, you know, could be on the outer.
Okay, I'm going to highlight the 100%. I Want to Be Your Lover.
I would call it 100% for me. And it's so. One of these, like, you know, it's one of these really strong early songs, so I kind of feel like you've got to have, you know, that, you know, out of those first two albums, you've got to have something there.
How about I Feel For You off the same album?
Shaky.
I'm a little, I think if we have I Want to Be Your Lover, I think we're okay leaving I Feel For You off. We got to be cutthroat here.
Decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So When You Were Mine from Dirty Mind.
Good one. I think, you know, it sounds like we're both not sold on it.
I like it. I think we can come back to it. I really right, like it. Cool. I need to, let's just come back to it because I think, okay, so Controversy.
Lock, I think.
Absolutely. 100%. 1999.
Lock.
Little Red Corvette.
Lock.
Ride Is So Smooth.
Yeah, see, and this is where it's hard because, I mean, his big hits were so good that it is going to be hard to squeeze the more alternative side, you know, the not
the
so
lesser
knowns.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, have I just not given these other songs a chance? I'm like, no, his big hits were like hits for a reason.
All right.
Okay, so moving on, Let's Go Crazy. I 100%. This was like the opening dance floor song at my wedding. It has to be on there.
Okay, I guess if it's your wedding song, I guess that's got to have extra credit.
Oh, come on, Dearly Beloved, come on. It's so good.
So simply for the fact that I was so glad you didn't marry a loser like all the other guys you dated.
Oh, you were getting down hard to this song. When Doves Cry?
Yes, 100%.
Yep. Purple Rain? Obviously. Yep. Okay. Yes. Raspberry Beret?
Yep, 100%.
Kiss? 110%.
Oh, my God. Are we at 12 already?
We're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so Diamonds and Pearls, yes.
Yes.
Cream, yes. I think Sexy MF, I think that's a question. We both hesitated.
Yeah.
It's great, but
yep.
We got it. Okay, and then Chelsea Rogers.
I think that's another question.
Oh, not for me. That's a 100% on my end.
Well, it's not 100% for me, so we'll come back to it.
Shoot. And then I think we both said Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah, look. Oh, what do you think?
I think so.
Okay, it's in.
So that leaves us at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's crazy. I would normally be like, I'm going to go back and argue. Like, I really want to argue for Chelsea Rogers, But I'm just going to implore everyone to just listen to that as like an extra because it's so much fun.
Would you mind just going back through the ones that we've left out?
The ones that we left out off of the ones that we agreed on I Feel For You, When You Were Mine, Sexy MF, and Chelsea Rogers.
Okay, cool. Well, read out our final 12, please.
This is amazing. Rapid fire. Okay, our final favorite songs by list for Prince is I Want to Be Your Lover, Controversy, 1999, Little Red Corvette, Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, Raspberry Beret, Kiss, Diamonds and Pearls, Cream, and Nothing Compares to You.
How good is that list?
It's so good.
That is such a good list.
I'm not even going to like talk about some of the stuff we left off there because it's so good.
I'm so excited.
But it's really good.
We've done it.
It's amazing. Thanks for listening, everyone. And enjoy our favorite songs by Prince list.
I'm so happy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Favorite Songs By. You can find all episodes with accompanying playlist on Spotify at Favorite Songs By Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Favorite Songs By. And if you like what you heard, please share us with your friends. Favorite Songs By was created and produced by me, Nicole Pruch, with help from Kit Atkinson. Special thanks to our co-producer and engineer, Mike Santos.